Welcome to Zichur Daf Simani. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're Mezechus Erevin Daf Samech Hey. So the three points we're going to focus on. Point number one, the Gemara presents different opinions regarding the ideal time for Limud Torah. Rav Yehuda said, "Well, Ibre Leila Eloshinta, night was created specifically for sleeping, which Tosus explains refers to short summer nights when there's little time to learn." Rish Lakish said, "Well, Ibre Sahare Elogirsa, the moon's light was created specifically for Limud Torah." When people told Rabbi Zer that his teachings were sharp, he responded, "De mami ninu, they are from daytime study." When Rav Chisda's daughter asked him if he doesn't need to sleep a little, he responded that soon in the grave, there'll be days that are long for the purpose of sleeping and short for the purpose of learning and doing mitzvahs. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "Anan poli damami anan, we who learn Torah are daytime workers." Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Yaziv Hupara would borrow and repay his learning time. Rashi explains that if he didn't complete his learning quota during the day, he would finish it at night. Point number two, the Gemara lists many properties of wine. Rav Chiya said, "Kol misyasha b'yeinu yeshbo dashivim zekanim." Anyone who settled with a clear mind, even after drinking wine, has the das of the 70 judges. The gematria of yayin is 70, and the gematria of sod, secret, is 70. To teach that, niknas yayin, yatsa sod. When wine enters a person, his secret exits through the loss of his inhibition. Rashi explains that, therefore, one whose secret does not come out and has a clear mind even after drinking is equal to the 70 judges. Rabbi Eli said, "B'shosh advarim adam nikron." Three ways can a person's true character be perceived: b'koso, b'kisu, b'kasu, with his cup of wine, with his wallet, and with his anger. Some say, af b'sachako, also with his laughter. And point number three, when Reish Lakish and the Talmidim of Rav Chanina visited an inn of a Nachri where they want to stay for Shabbos, they want to know if they could lease the rights of a house of a Nachri who lived in the chutz with two Jews from the landlord, since the tenant wasn't home. They knew that they couldn't if the landlord didn't have rights to evict the tenant before the lease expires. Their question was specifically in a case where the landlord could. Do we say that since the Lord can evict the tenant, they can lease the rights from him, or do we say that since he has not yet evicted him, they can't? Reish Lakish said they should, based on Safik Divrehim L'Hakel. One can be lenient with a Safik Derabban. When they returned to ask Rabbi Avis if they had done the correct thing, he told them that they had. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Gemara presents different opinions regarding the ideal time for Limud Torah. Rav Yehuda said, "Le'ibre Laila El'Lashinta, night was created specifically for sleeping," which Tosafos explains refers to short summer nights when there's little time to learn. Reish Lakish said, "Le'ibre Sahare El'Girsa, the moon's light was created specifically for Limud Torah." When people told Rabbi Zer that his teachings were sharp, he responded, "De'mami ninu, they're from daytime study." When Rav Chisda's daughter asked him if he doesn't need to sleep a little, he responded that soon in the grave there'll be days that are long for the purpose of sleeping and short for the purpose of learning and doing mitzvahs. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "Anan poli damami anan, we who learn Torah are daytime workers." Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Yaziv Ufara would borrow and repay his learning time. Rashi explains that if he didn't complete his learning quota during the day, he would finish it at night. Point number two, the Gemara lists many properties of wine. Rabbi Chiya said, "Kol misyasha b'yeinu yeshbo dashivim zekanim." Anyone who settled with a clear mind, even after drinking wine, has the das of the 70 judges. The gematria of yayin is 70, and the gematria of sod, secret, is 70. To teach that, niknas yayin, yatsa sod. When wine enters a person, his secret exits through the loss of his inhibition. Rashi explains that, therefore, one whose secret does not come out and has a clear mind even after drinking is equal to the 70 judges. Rabbi Eli said, "B'shosh advarim adam nikron." Three ways can a person's true character be perceived: b'koso, b'kisu, b'kasu, with his cup of wine, with his wallet, and with his anger. Some say, af b'sachako, also with his laughter. And point number three, when Reish Lakish and the Talmidim of Rabbi Chanina visited an inn of a Nachri where they want to stay for Shabbos, they want to know if they could lease the rights of a house of a Nachri who lived in the chatzur with two Jews from the landlord, since the tenant was not home. They knew that they couldn't if the landlord didn't have rights to evict the tenant before the lease expires. Their question was specifically in a case where the landlord could. Do we say that since the landlord can evict the tenant, they can lease the rights from him? Or do we say that since he has not yet evicted him, they can't? Reish Lakish said they should, based on Safik Divrehim L'Hakel. One can be lenient with a Safik Derabban. When they returned and asked Rabbi Avis if they had done the correct thing, he told them that they had. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Samech Hey, and this Simur was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. It's a sheep, or a shepherd. In this case, we're going to use a shepherd for the simon. So here goes. The wise shepherd, learning by the light of the moon, with his secret cup, wallet, and stress ball inside his hut, advised the guests at the Nachri Inn to lease the rights of the traveling tenant from the landlord, who could evict him. Once again, in slow motion. The wise shepherd, that must be more daf samach hey. The wise shepherd, learning by the light of the moon, which reminds us of the various opinions regarding when is the ideal time for Limud Torah. Some say it's during the day, some say it's during the night. So the wise shepherd, learning by the light of the moon, with his secret cup, wallet, and stress ball inside his hut, which reminds us that niknas yayin miyatsa sod, when wine enters, his secret comes out, and that a person's character can be discerned from koso, kiso, vakaso. So the wise shepherd learning by the light of the moon with his secret cup, wallet, and stress ball inside his hut advised the guests at the Nachri Inn to lease the rights of the traveling tenant from the landlord, who could evict him. Which reminds us that guests at a Nachri Inn can lease the rights of a Nachri tenant who is away from the landlord, since he has the power to evict him. So the wise shepherd learning by the light of the moon with his secret cup, wallet, and stress ball inside his hut advised the guests at the Nachri Inn to lease the rights of the traveling tenant from the landlord, who could evict him. Daf Samachov. So the symbol of Samachov is a saw. So here goes. When the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with a chainsaw, that must mean we're on Daf Samachalov. When the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with a chainsaw to put up a fence, which reminds us, Rav Yosef said in the name of Rami Bar Abu, who said in the name of Rav Huna, Ir Sheyoshev is al Sfas HaNachal, a town that is situated at the edge of a deep ravine, Im Yesh Vaneh Adak or Arba, if there's a thin wall 4 amas high in front of the entire length of the town, to prevent residents from falling into the ravine, Modidi Misfas HaNachal, we measure the Tchum from the edge of the ravine, since the town is considered extended until there. Vimlav Ein Modidin Lael Mepesach Beso, if there's no wall, we measure the Tchum only from the door of each house. Rashi explains that since people are fearful to use the outside area, the town is not considered to be a yishuv kavua, a fixed residential area, but rather a collection of temporary dwellings, similar to the yoshvei tzrifim, the hut dwellers, discussed on Daf Nunhei Amud Beis. So when the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with the chainsaw to put up a fence tended to get violent on Shabbos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef based his position on a brice that Rebbe permitted the residents of the town of Gedder to go down to the town of Chamson, but the residents of Chamson could not go up to Gedder. Rabbi Yosef explained that the residents of Gedder had built a thin wall at the edge of their town to prevent falling, which enabled them to measure the tchum from there, whereas the residents of Chamson had not, and therefore had to measure their tchum from their individual houses. The Gemara presents alternative explanations for Rebbe's ruling. Rav Dimi explained that the residents of Gedder would get drunk on Shabbos and assault the people of Chamson who visited. Rashi states that they would even kill them. Rebbe did allow the residents of Gedder to visit Chamson because Kaba Blumase Shav Shnin L'Nabach. A dog outside of his town doesn't bark for 7 years, meaning one naturally becomes more timid when outside his town. Therefore, Rebbe was not concerned that the residents of Gedder would become aggressive in Chamson. So when the residents by the ravine discovered that the neighbor they hired with a chainsaw to put up a fence tended to get violent on Shabbos, they kindly advised their guests to place their Erev in a cave, or even better, in a desolate town. Which reminds the next Mishnah that if one was in a large town and placed his Erev in a small town, or vice versa, he can traverse the entire town in which the Erev was placed and travel 2,000 miles beyond it. Rekiva said, he has no more than 2,000 amas from the place of his Erev. Rabbi Kiva holds that only one who actually camps in the town can treat the town as his Dalet Amos, but not one who merely places his Erev there. Rabbi Kiva asks the Chami if they do not agree that if one places Erev in a cave, that he only has 2,000 amas from the place of the Erev and not from the edge of the cave. And they responded that that is only in the case She'en Bad Diyurin, when there are no inhabitants in the cave. But if there were inhabitants in there, it would be measured like the city and the Tchum would be measured from the edges of the cave. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that a desolate town has the same status of an uninhabited cave. According to Rabbi Elazar, when the Mishnah said Ein Bad Diyurin, it meant it cannot be inhabited. Therefore, he measures from the Erev. A desolate town can be inhabited. Therefore, he can measure the Erev from the edge of town. Daf Samach Beis. So the symbol of Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The two Jews who lived in the same chutzpah as a retired submarine admiral. Retired submarine admiral. That must mean Ron Daf Samach Beis. The two Jews who lived in the same chutzpah as a retired submarine admiral, which reminds us of the opening mission of the sixth parak on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Bey, stated, one who lives with an idolater in a chatzor, or with someone who doesn't accept the laws of an Arab, which is a kusi, that person restricts him from carrying items from his house into the chatzor. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that the idolater never restricts achu shnei Yisraelim osrim zel azeh, unless there are two Jews living in separate residences in the chatzor. On our daf, Abai clarified that according to both the Tanakama, who's identified as Rabbi Meir, and to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Diras Obed Kochavim Lo Shma Dira, the residence of an idolater is not considered a residence. And here they're disagreeing about a decree to deter a Jew from being influenced by an idolater's actions. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that since an idolater is suspected of Shvichus Damim, it's uncommon for a single Jew to live in such a chatzir out of fear of coming to harm, and the Rabbanim do not make a gezera in an uncommon case. However, it is common for two Jews to live in the same chatzir as an idolater, and therefore, in that case, the Rabbanim would gozer that an Erev will not work. Remer disagrees and says that sometimes a lone Jew will live in such a chatzir, therefore, the Rabbanim decreed that an Erev will not work in this case as well. So the two Jews who lived in the same chatzar as the retired submarine admiral weren't exactly sure how to convince him to rent out his rights in the chatzar. Which reminds us, Abai explained that the gezerah that the Rabbanan enacted only permitted the Jews to carry if the idolater rented out his rights to the chatzar. And an idolater will not rent out these rights. This in turn will inconvenience the Jews, who will not be permitted to carry, and will motivate them to move out. So there's machlokes regarding what type of rental is required. Rav Chisda says, Schir is a beria, a strong rental is required, which the Gemara explains to mean that he has the right to fill the chatzar with his furniture. The idolater will be reluctant to rent out his rights for fear of losing his rights permanently. Rav Shesha says, Schir is ru'ua, a token rental is sufficient, with which the Jew has no rights to fill the chatzar with his furniture. The idolater will be suspicious that the Jew is engaged in sorcery, since he doesn't understand the need for the rental, and will therefore be reluctant to rent out his rights. So the two Jews who lived in the same chatzar as the retired submarine admiral weren't exactly sure how to convince him to rent out his rights in the chatzar, and their local Orthodox rabbi wasn't very helpful, as he wouldn't even paskin simple shilas while his rebbe was alive. Which reminds us, Abai said to Rabbi Yosef, Kaimalan Mishnah's Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov Kavanaki. We have a rule that the Mishnah of Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov is limited but pure, meaning that Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov's opinion is not mentioned too often, but when it is, we paskin like him. Abaya asks if a Talmid may render this legal decision that the halakha falls Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov in the vicinity of his Rebbe. Rashi explains that since it's clear-cut and requires no judgment, maybe it's permissible, or it's still considered a chutzpah for a Talmid to rule before his Rebbe. Rav Yosef answered that it is not permitted, citing the time that Rav Chis would not answer his simple kashrus question while Rav Huna, Rav Chis's Rebbe, was alive. Daf Samech Gimel, so the simon for Samech Gimel is a segue, so here goes. The Talmud, who paskened in front of his Rebbe to stop the kid racing beyond the speed limit on a Segway, that must mean we're on Daf Samech Gimel. The Talmud, who paskened in front of his Rebbe to stop the kid racing beyond the speed limit on a Segway, which reminds us, Ravina was a Talmud Chavra of Ravashi, once paskened in front of Ravashi to stop someone from doing an Isra, and then asked him if it was disrespectful that he did so. Ravashi responded, "Ein chachma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etzel neged Hashem. There is no sage or wise man or matter of advice which may stand against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever there's a possible disgrace of Hashem's name, we don't worry about giving respect to a Rebbe." So the Talmud who paskened in front of his Rebbe to stop the kid racing beyond the speed limit on a Segway knew that he would not be bitten by a snake, which reminds us the Gemara brings three statements regarding one who paskens in the presence of his Rebbe. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rebbe Yochanan, "Kohamora halacha bifnei rabo, anyone who renders a legal decision in his Rebbe's presence, Rui la Kishal Nachash, deserves to be bitten by a snake based on a pasuk from Iyo. Ziri said in the name of Chanina, Nikra Chote, he's called a sinner based on a pasuk from Tehillim. Rabbi Yezer said, Marino Somagdila So is lowered from his level of greatness. He brings the incident of Elazar Kohen giving over halachas to the soldiers when Moshe Rabbeinu was available to teach them. Even though Elazar told the men that Kosh Baruch Hu transmitted them to the brother of his father, and not directed to him, he was punished in that Yehoshua never needed to ask him anything. So the Talmud who paskened in front of his Rebbe to stop the kid racing beyond the speed limit on a Segway knew he would not be bitten by a snake, nor go to the grave childless. Which reminds us, Rebbe Levi said, called the Mosiv Mil Kami Rabbe, anyone who answers a word in front of his teacher, which Rashi explains to mean that he paskens halacha, Azal Lisho Bolo Vlad, who goes to the grave without a child. He brings a proof from Yehoshua, who told Moshe to silence Eldad and Medad, who prophesied that Moshe would not bring Bnei Israel into Eretz Israel, and subsequently was punished from those sons. Rabbi Abba Bar Papa said Yehoshua was punished from those sons, Bishvil Shebito Es Yisrael Laila Achas Meperivia, because he caused Yisrael to abstain from marital relations for one night. This occurred when Yeshua was reprimanded by a malach during battle for Bittul Torah. As part of his tshuva, Yehoshua stayed up all night learning while maintaining the siege on Yericho, which meant that the Aron that accompanied them in battle was not returned to the Mishkan in Gilgal. We have a tradition, Kol Zman Sha'aron U'Shechina Shruin Shalomim Koman Asurim B'Tashmi Shamita. Anytime the Aron and the Shechina are not resting in their normal place, Jews are prohibited from having marital relations. Therefore, Yehoshua is punished Mida K'neged Mida with having no sons. Daf Samach Dalet. So the symbol for Samach Dalet is a secret agent. A secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent. Secret agent. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Dalet. The secret agent on a mission to befriend an idolater and become his farmhand, which reminds us of the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis related that there was a certain mavui in which an idolater named Malchim Bar Yitzchak lived, and he refused to rent out his rights in the mavui, restricting the Jews from carrying items into it. After rejecting a couple of recommendations that Abai made to the residents, on our Daf, Rava suggested that they should let one of the residents go and develop a relationship with the idolater and then request permission to use a place in his chatzur to store something, the Havilei Kaschira or Lakito. By doing this, he would become similar to an employee or part-time farmhand. Rashi defines a socher as a year-round employee, and a lakid is someone hired for reaping and harvesting seasons. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, afil eschir v'afil lakito noisin eruv v'dayo. Even a Jewish employee or farmhand working for an idolater may give his share of the eruv, and this is sufficient for the idolater's dwelling. Rashi writes that the worker only has to join the eruv and does not have to rent out the owner's rights to the Jewish residents. So the secret agent on a mission to befriend an idolater and become his farmhand was told by his spymaster before departing not to drink and daven, which reminds Rabbi Rav Huna said, Shasui al yispalo, someone who drank wine shouldn't daven. Vim yispalo tfilaso tfila. And if he did daven, his tfilas are valid. Shikra al yispalo, someone who is drunk should not daven. Vim yispalo tfilaso toeva. And if he did daven, his tfilas are an abomination. As two or more were taking leave of each other, one suggested they each say something that the other has never heard. For Amar bar Rav Huna said, a person should not take leave of his friend except with a Dvar Halakha, for by doing so, he will remember him. One began by defining Shasui as Koshi Yachlo Dabru Fnei HaMelech, as one who is still capable of speaking before a king, and the Shikra as Koshi Eni Yachlo Dabru Fnei HaMelech, as one who is not capable of speaking before a king. So the secret agent on a mission to befriend an idolater and become his farmhand was told by a spymaster before departing not to drink and daven, and to purchase the Sefer Torah if he suddenly becomes rich. Which reminds us, the other Mora asked what one should do who takes possession of a Ger's estate who died with no relatives to inherit him in order that it stays in his hands. Rashi explains that since the windfall is a source of astonishment to people because he received it without any effort, it will not remain secure unless he uses part of it for a mitzvah. He answered that he should purchase a Sefer Torah with some of the monies. Rav Shesha said that a husband who married a wealthy woman should do the same. Rashi says that his sudden gain will arouse an ayin hara, and performing a mitzvah will protect it. Rav said that even someone who invested and profited should do the same. Rav Papa said even someone who found a lost object of great value should do the same. Rav Chanina, some say it was Rav Chanina, said that this principle that a person will retain his possessions if he does a mitzvah with them is learned from the pasuk Yidor Yisrael Neder. Yisrael declared a vow. Rashi explains that before Bnei Israel went to war with Arad after Aaron's death, they vowed to donate the spoils of the cities they would capture as hekdesh. With this act of tzedakah, their tefillos were answered, and they were victorious. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions, plus three bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number one, which stuff did you learn that you can lease a nachri's tenant's rights to a chatzer from his landlord if the tenant is away? That's on Daf Samachay. Good. Number two, which stuff did you learn that there are two different opinions regarding why Yehoshua died childless? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number three, which daf is it where we learn that one should not drink wine and daven? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn when a tum measure ends in the middle of a city, then the person cannot go beyond that point? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn a Jewish employee or farmhand of a Nachri can participate in the Erev without renting out the Nachri's rights in the Chatzer? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn that someone who suddenly becomes wealthy should purchase a Sefer Torah to protect his windfall? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn that one may paskin in front of his Rebbe to prevent someone from doing an Isser? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn that you can discern a person's character through Koso Kiso Vakaso? That's on Daf Samachay. Good. Number nine, which daf do we have a machlokas regarding what rights must Jews living in the same chatzar as a Nachri rent out from the Nachri? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. And number 10, which daf do we have that one can use an area that does not open directly to an adjacent city as the area to be excluded from the Erev? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Now we go to the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that the way to escape from a snake is to run in the sand? That's on Daf Kufiyot and Shabbos. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that one should not sit on a sick person's bed? That's on Daf Yud Beis and Shabbos. Good. And number three, which daf do we learn Tamas Chus Avos? That's on Daf Nun Hei and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.